And around August, I said to Frank Canelli, the captain, I said, "Hey, Cap, you know, the crew on this boat, the first boat I ever worked on, I said, they're awful clannish. They don't even talk to me, you know." He says, "Don't you know why?" I said, "No, why?" He says, "You're from the city. They resent the fact that you're here." I said, "Really?" So I quit the next day. I made it easy on them. And then I did a little work ashore, and then I said, "But once you get a taste of it, you go back."
So where were the other guys from, if they resented that you were from
the
city?
They were all from Kingston.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
In fact, anybody that worked for Russell, Cornell, are usually from Kingston. In fact, you know, Roundout Creek.
Yeah.
They say at one time they had over 100 tugboats. It's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm talking about in 1880s, that era.
Yeah.
So then I said, "Now I got to go back on the tug." So I call up the union. The union says, "Meet the Russell 20, Russell Towing, the Russell 20. Meet the Russell 20 at 138th Street." This was in February of 53. And it was years later, that was called Fort Apache. But even in 1953, it was a bad neighborhood. But I took a cab down to the dock. I had my army duffel bag. I had my jump boots on. And a crew cut. And I said, the Russell 20 was much smaller than the Thomas Cornell. Russell 20 was made out of steel, the Thomas Cornell was made out of oak, you know, big wooden tub. And the companionway to go up to the pile, and I said, "Geez, if you're a big guy, you're never going to make it." Anyway, he turns the light on the captain, and it's Walter Hughes. And Walter says, "What is this?" He said, "What up are you in?" I says, 187. He says, "The 187. I said, "In Korea." He says, "I was in a 504. We became instant brothers. I mean, to this day, I call him every year, a week or two. I said, "Wally, you still alive?" What a character.